اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International School. So, today I'm really happy to inform you that again, alhamdulillah, we have some of the students of Sevier International School here with us in this Quranic session. Inshallah, we'll be here with you with another Quranic session. Before we start, I really say salam from the depth of my heart to all our brothers here, and I really welcome you all. Salam, how are you? Fine, Fawad?
Yes, sir.
Hussein, Hassan?
Yes, sir.
Fine?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So today our main topic is Ayah 258 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Yes, Hussein?
Yes.
So, on page 43 of the Quran Kareem, Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 258. A very good point is here, we'll mention inshallah, but before we start, brothers and sisters, as you're listening, let's all together once listen to the recitation of this ayah, then we'll be back.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تر إلى الذي حاج إبراهيم في ربه أن آتاه الله الملك إذ قال إبراهيم ربي الذي يحيي ويميت قال أنا أحيي وأميت قال إبراهيم فإن الله يأتي بالشمس من المشرق فأت بها من المغرب فبهت الذي كفر والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين.
That was a nice recitation. I loved it. How about you? It was great, yes?
Yes.
Nice. So now we will practice, okay? I will read once. Hussein, Hassan, Fawad, you will practice. You will repeat after me, okay? Listen, okay? And repeat. All right? Then our brothers and sisters also will practice with us. Okay, Fawad, Hassan, and Hussein?
Yes.
Okay, let's go. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ألم تر إلى الذي حاج إبراهيم في ربه أن آتاه الله الملك
ألم تر إلى الذي حاج إبراهيم في ربه أن آتاه الله الملك
أن آتاه الله الملك إذ قال إبراهيم ربي الذي يحيي ويميت
أن آتاه الله الملك إذ قال إبراهيم ربي الذي يحيي ويميت إذ قال إبراهيم ربي الذي يحيي ويميت قال أنا أحيي وأميت إذ قال إبراهيم ربي الذي يحيي ويميت قال أنا أحيي وأميت قال إبراهيم فإن الله يأتي بالشمس من المشرق فأتي بها من المغرب قال إبراهيم فإن الله يأتي بالشمس من المشرق فأتي بها من المغرب فبهت الذي كفر فأتي بها من المغرب فبهت الذي كفر والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين
والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين
أحسنتم ما شاء الله thank you so much Allah bless you inshallah it's a very nice point to mention here in this ayah Allah Almighty says Have you not regarded him? Have you not seen him who argued with Abraham alayhi salam about his Lord? Allah Almighty talks about Namrud. His name was Namrud, okay? He was a king in the time of Prophet Abraham alayhi salam. He had a great kingdom, okay? And he was so proud of his kingdom, okay? But he was not a faithful person. So he argued with Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam about his Lord and atahu Allahu al-mulka because Allah Almighty had given him kingdom, okay? So when Ibrahim alayhi salam said, إِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ My Lord is رَبِّيَ الَّذِي يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ Ibrahim alayhi salam said, My Lord is he who gives life and brings death. Then Namrud, the king said, قَالَ He replied, أَنَا أُحْيِي وَأُمِيتُ I give life and bring death too. Ibrahim alayhi salam said, Indeed, Allah is the one who brings the sun from the east. If you call yourself a lord, a king, the one who has power over the universe, if you think you are such a person, if you think you are the power, if you think, God forbid, you are the God, okay? My God brings the sun from east. If you can do it, bring it from the west. Okay, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam said, "If you are right, bring the sun from the west, not from the east. Change it." فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرَ. Then what happened? Thereat, the faithless person, the faithless one, was dumbfounded. He became confused. What? I can't do it. So if you can't do it, why do you call yourself a lord? So you're not. Okay. وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ And Allah does not guide the wrongdoing people. So, now guys, what does it say? It says, nobody can confront Allah Almighty. Nobody can argue about the power of Allah Almighty. He has the all power, no matter your kafir, your mu'min. You are in the control of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty has created you. Be careful, okay? Don't be proud of what you have, kingdom you have millions of dollars you have, whatever you have. When you die, nothing is there for you. So don't be proud of these things. Don't think all, whatever you have is yours and whatever you have, you can do whatever power you have, you can do anything. Don't think this way, okay? One day you will fall down. That day, there is Allah. If you believed in him, he will help you. If you didn't, he will not. So, guys, inshallah, Allah Almighty, may Allah Almighty count us among the believers, among the faithful people, and may Allah Almighty protect us from the evils. Inshallah. So, brothers and sisters, about the story of Namrud and Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, at his time, you can refer to the Tafasir book about what really happened more information about this ayah, inshallah, refer to the Tafasir book. There has been explained a lot about it, okay? Hussein? Fawad? Hassan? Okay? Alright?
Yes.
Okay.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا القرآن.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
Now we will move on with the tajweed rules because it's important about the recitation. Beautifully reciting the Quran is something beautiful, something really nice. It's wajib, okay? وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. We mentioned it in the very beginning sessions. First sessions. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِي أَلَمْ تَرَ رَا has, you should pronounce it with a heavy sound. إِلَى الَّذِي حَاجَّ. Do you remember the rule? The mad is مَدُّ اللَّازِم. Yes?
Yes.
حَاجَّ. After an alif, after a mad, if we have a mushaddad letter, okay? So the mad is wajib. Like وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. Like أَتُحَاجُّونَنِي. That word is the same. حَاجَّ. It means arguing. Confronting. Now, حَاجَّ. Six counts, okay? إِبْرَاهِيمَ. Pronounce the letter ba with a qalqala, with an echoing sound. Read it, Hussein. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِي حَاجَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ. Read.
أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِي حَاجَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ.
MashaAllah. Sentum. Nice recitation. So, أَلَمْ تَرَ. Make sure Ra is pronounced with a heavy sound. Now, في ربه, there is a fallen ya. You see it? A fallen ya after ha.
Oh yes.
Yeah, that is you mean. It means you stretch it. This you stretch the sound. Okay, ربه for two counts. It's ya. أن آتاه الله الملك. أن آتاه الله الملك. You can read it this way because of the hamza. Hamza is a bit difficult. So anata, make it softer. Anatahu Allahul Mulk, or anata nun sakin plus hamza. It's rule izhar. You don't need to change anything. Yes, just clearly pronounce the letter nun. Anatahu Allahul Mulk. Atahu Allahu. The word, the letter lam in the word Allah is pronounced heavily, right?
Law, yes.
Because there is
dhamma.
A dhamma sound before. The rule says, if there is a dhamma sound or a fatha sound, pronounce the letter lam in the word Allah, heavily with the law sound. Allah, Allah. أَنَتَهُ اللَّهُ الْمُلْكَ إِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّيَ الَّذِي. There is no important rule, only the pronunciation of the letter ذَال and قَاف and هَ. يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ قَالَ أَنَا. The rule أَنَا. There is a rule, okay, here. أَنَا. Noon plus alif. There is a sukun on the top of alif. You see it? Huh?
Yes.
There is a circle. An O on the top of alif. What does it say? Listen to the recitation. I'll recite. Once I will recite. I'll join them, okay? Join the word ana with the next word, okay? And once I stop here. قال أنا أحيي وأميت. Next one. قال أنا. You got the difference?
Yes.
قال أنا أحيي وأميت. قال أنا. You might have understood. What does it say?
Yes.
It says when you stop, stretch the sound, pronounce the alif. But when you connect it with the next word, don't read the letter alif. Got it? It's a different sukun, okay? It says, in case of making it sakin, in case of stopping here, stretch the sound. In pronounce the alif. In case of continuing or joining, do not read the letter alif. Okay, we have some examples again. Qawarira, qawarira.
So you can stop here if you want.
You can stop here. Maybe you go out of breath, okay? So you go out of breath, pronounce it. But if you don't, continue without pronouncing the alif. Umid. قال إبراهيم فإن الله يأتي بالشمس من المشرق فأتي بها من المغرب فبهت الذي كفر را. When you stop here, so there is no important rule here, okay? والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين. So if you are a Tajweed student, okay, Tajweed, you're learning Tajweed, so it means these things are easy for you. Only the important ones we mentioned here. So make sure Fawad, Hassan, and Hussein, you practice well, inshallah, okay? Yes. And brothers and sisters, inshallah, will also practice. If they had any questions, they will let us know. We'll, inshallah, help them. So, for the tafsir and interpretations, please refer to the tafsir book, inshallah. Hassan, Hussein, Fawad, do you have any questions? No?
No, sir.
Fawad, thank you so much for being with us. Hassan, Hussein, thank you so much. Thanks, brothers and sisters, for being with us in this session. Thanks to IRIB English Radio. Thanks to Sevier International Schools Network. Inshallah, we'll be here with you next session. Stay with us. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان